This is Ed Serwin in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly box beef trade for week ending June 18th. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week last Friday at 221.83, which was $5.84 lower compared to the previous Friday. Monday and Tuesday prices were very good and topped out above 228 on Tuesday, then fell down due primarily to the fact that the Father's Day products were already delivered. And there were 731 loads sold for the week in that daily box beef cutout, which was about 10% of the total volume. The comprehensive or the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales including the daily spot cutout, it was at 214.56, which was $1.59 lower, and it was pushed lower by the slipping daily cutout as well as the big out front sales that were lower. And there were 7,073 total loads sold, which was 433 loads higher than the previous week, and there was up over 1,000 loads compared to 2 weeks ago. And this is the largest weekly volume since mid-October of last year. The formula sales were at 3,476 loads, and that was 29 loads lower than last week, and it was about 49% of the total loads sold for the week. And the exports, as reported on the Box Beef Report, were 953 loads, which was 187 loads higher. And 165 of those export loads were sold to our NAFTA neighbors, and 788 loads were shipped overseas. And the outfront sales, which don't get delivered for at least 22 days, they were 1,524 loads, which was 531 loads higher than last week, and a very big number. The biggest outfront sales this week included almost 2.5 million pounds of round products that were $1 to $23 below the average formula prices, and also about a half million pounds of chuck products that were priced $1 to $5 over the average formula prices. However, there were about 1.5 million pounds of middle meats, loin and rib products that were priced $41 to $136 below the current average formula prices. But that is coming off our really high grilling demand prices. However, there is normally a slipping in these prices for these major steak products as we get into the hot dog days of summer. Now, taking a look at the weekly average primal cut prices, the choice chuck was 2 lower and the round primal was 7 lower. In the choice middle meats, the rib was 4 lower and the loin was 2 lower since the grilling rally for Father's Day is over. The grilling demand for these choice rib and loin products recently supported one of the highest choice select spreads on record. And then on Friday, the daily cow cutout was $2.80 lower, and those 90% trimmings were over $5 lower at 215.41 compared to the previous Friday. Again, delivery of ground beef products for Father's Day was over, but the 4th of July has always been a good hamburger and sausage holiday. The latest report of imported meat passed for entry into the U.S. for a week ending June 11th showed that week we passed for import 23,475 metric tons of fresh beef, and that was about 4,000 metric tons higher than the previous week and about 700 metric tons higher than last year. But the year-to-date total tonnage was still 13% below last year, and Australia was down 32%, and New Zealand was down 10% compared to last year, but Canada was up 9% and Mexico was up 14%. And year-to-date, we are still currently about 73,000 metric tons below last year at this time. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin in Amarillo, Texas.